Sue Today received the following letter about Taylor Marshall, who was found murdered in her Sault Ste. Marie apartment on September 7, 2023. She would have turned 23 today, November 2. A 25-year-old man is charged with first-degree murder in connection with Marshall's death, as well as a random stabbing attack on the boardwalk. Who was Taylor Marshall? Taylor was a beautiful girl just starting out her beautiful journey into adulthood. She could be silly, feisty, determined, strong-willed, caring, and loved to dance. Camp with her cousins was a place she loved to be. She had a love of pizza, chocolate, and Kraft dinner. We never thought she would eat anything else, but in Taylor fashion she ate new things on her own timeline. Through her preteen and teen years she was raised by her father, Ron Marshall, as a single father along with her older brother Cody. During the entire summer and holidays Taylor had her little brother Spencer with them. Taylor adored her father. He was her biggest supporter, never giving up on her even when some of the teen years were hard. He was her taxi driver, bank machine, advocate, school support, emotional support, and had unconditional love for her every day. He had patience and love for her that helped her cope and succeed. He had many supports with his family. Her grandma was a maternal figure and special person to Taylor. She was loved by all her grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins. She looked up to her brother Cody. Taylor was a part of a big group with our family. This group is a close one, spending holidays, vacations, birthdays, and camp season together. Taylor never wanted to miss out. You can see it in all the family pictures we have of her throughout the years. She recently moved out of her dad's home and was just starting a new chapter in her life when this random horrendous thing happened to her. We will never understand why and the senselessness of her life being taken. As a family, we are struggling to accept this, but know we have to. Her father continues to struggle with the loss of his daughter but is thankful for his sons and family. We will continue to fight for justice and make sure the monster that took her life spends the rest of his life in jail. We are focused on grieving at this time as it's a long road and trial could take up to 2 years. Our hearts go out to the Matila family who loved Taylor and are suffering through this tragedy. We think of the struggles her friends are having and want to acknowledge their grief. We have wonderful memories shared with people that knew her and support our family with the Real Justice for Taylor site created to focus on Taylor as the beautiful person she was and a place when her dad is ready can see the love for his daughter. We want to thank the community for all of their acts of kindness, love, and support during this very difficult time. Rest easy, our girl. You will never be forgotten and loved always. We love you. Your dad and family. Sault Ste. Marie.